surrounded by family. With Janice, it had been different. Her mother died when she was born. Her sister, Alexandra, older by 6 years, had taken over as substitute mother. Alexandra left Oregon and went to New York when Janice was 12. For a long time, she had managed to get home every few months. But then as her modeling career zoomed, the get-togethers became more and more scattered. The last one had been in New York when Janice had spent 10 days with Alexandra last summer. Alexandra had planned to attend Janice's college graduation from USC, but she'd phoned to say that she had to go to Europe to do a commercial. When Janice told her that she and Mike had decided to have a small wedding, Mike's family and 20 of their close friends, at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Los Angeles right after her graduation and use Mike's vacation time for a honeymoon, Alexandra made Janice promise that they'd spend the last week of it with her. This was the ideal time to visit. Mike would be going back to work, and Janice would start her master's degree in English in July. Since she was a child, she had known she wanted to be a teacher. "I'll be at the airport with a brass band, darling," Alexandra had said. "I've missed you so much. This damn rotten job. I pleaded with them to delay the shoot, but they can't. I want to see you so much and meet Mike.